Welcome to the Raising Kids on Your Knees podcast, where we equip you to pray powerful prayers that will transform the lives of your children. One of the ways we do that is by offering you a couple of podcasts to help you along the journey. Of course, this podcast drops every Sunday to help you step up your spiritual parenting on what you are praying for your kids that week. The other podcast that we produce is called Legacy, a Mom Podcast, and that is co-hosted by me and my oldest daughter, Britt. We are all leaving a legacy. Have you thought about yours? I want to bring your attention to this week's episode in particular. We are sharing several testimonies of a few of the girls that attended the recent Rest, Refresh, Renew Freedom Retreat and the power of choosing forgiveness that has made in their lives. This is an episode that I really don't want you to miss. The stories these girls are sharing are a powerful testimony to how God can work when we choose obedience to Him. They are women just like you and I who God has done a mighty work in their lives, and He can do the same for you. I will leave a link right here in the show notes so that you can go listen to this life-changing podcast. The statistics of loneliness are staggering, especially since the pandemic. Moms are especially vulnerable to loneliness, but the good news is Jesus Mom can walk in victory over it. There's a big difference between solitude, which is you alone with God, and isolation, which is you alone with you. Moms particularly tend to spend more time isolated with their children, not able to speak full sentences for days and sometimes weeks. Here are some statistics that I found. In 2020, 2 out of 3 moms felt socially isolated, and 7 out of 10 moms felt less connected with friends. If you're a new mom or a stay-at-home mom or a single mom, the statistics are even more alarming. And then there is the loneliness that comes at the other end of the parenting journey when you're now an empty nester. I can relate to that one profoundly. These numbers have only continued to climb over the past 3 years. What about you? Have you struggled with loneliness? We were made for community, and when community is missing, loneliness sets in. Community is what helps you get through the hard times. Community is what we are designed for. Or maybe you're like me sometimes and you feel completely lonely in a room full of people. Whatever the case may be, loneliness can leave us depressed and defeated. God created us for a dependent, intimate relationship with Him, and He also created us for a relationship with one another. We see this in Genesis 2, that when Adam was alone in the garden, after God had made all creation, God said it wasn't good for man to be alone. The creation story shows us that God designed us to have community with one another. It's a void in our lives that God will not fill Himself. We need each other. This week on our prayer sheets, we are praying against loneliness in our children and are stepping up our spiritual parenting in this area of our lives through the daily devotions. If you aren't a subscriber to the Raising Kids on Your Knees prayer tribe, I want to encourage you to click the link below and join moms around the world who are praying for the next generations. Fortunately, the Jesus Mom isn't without resources to combat loneliness. Here are 5 ways you can start fighting loneliness today. At the end of this podcast, I will give you 5 ways that you can step up your spiritual parenting this week. First, let's take a look at James 4, verse 8, the very first part of that verse. It says, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." Why wouldn't the statistics about loneliness be staggering in this area? The fallen one is always looking for ways to steal, kill, and destroy, and loneliness is one of them. The good news is the Bible from cover to cover is the story of how God desires a personal, intimate, daily, eternal, dependent relationship with Him. Our relationship with Him is so important that He sent His Son to die for it. Drawing near to God is one of the ways that we can combat loneliness in our lives. He promises that as we draw near to Him, He will draw near to us. Drawing near to God is a choice we have to make every single day. Second, God knew that a relationship that was only between us and him would not suffice. Genesis 2:18 reveals God's plan for us with relationships with others. The Lord God said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." We are created to be in relationship with one another as well as with God. As John Ortberg states in his book, "Everybody's Normal Till You Get to Know Them," according to the writer of Genesis, God creates inside this man a kind of human-shaped void that God himself will not fill. Even in a state of sinless perfection, there was nothing that would fill the void of relationships we have with one another. The only time God said that something was not good was when man was alone. He knew that we would need community to walk with in this world. Seeking out a community of people who can strengthen your personal relationship with Christ is critical. Even the most introverted mom needs people. Remember, the enemy looks for those who sail without a convoy. Don't sail alone in this life. If you would love to be part of a community of moms of all ages and stages, join me and other moms in the Raising Kids Together Zoom room Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. This is a place where we take a deeper dive into what the Bible says about being a mom. We have fellowship with one another, and we pray bold prayers for our kids. There's a link in the show notes that will take you right to the Zoom room. Come when you can, and come as you are. We would love to meet you. Third, one of the things that I do when I'm feeling lonely is turn up the praise and worship music. God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. And there's nothing better than worship to usher in a greater awareness of his presence. Turning on praise and worship music when I feel lonely reminds me that God is with me and the feelings of loneliness are dispelled. Psalm 100 verse 4 encourages us with this: "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." One of the biggest lies of the enemy is that you are all alone. You can rest assured that God is telling the truth when he promises to never leave us or forsake us. So turn up the praise and worship music and fellowship in the presence of God that already exists. As you become more and more aware of his presence around you, loneliness will have no option but to flee. Fourth, are you looking for a surefire way to dispel loneliness in your life? Look at what 1 Peter 4:10 tells us. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. Loneliness never travels with those who boldly step off the front porch and begin exercising their gifts to serve others. Of course, stepping off the front porch sometimes doesn't take you any further than your own front yard. You've been uniquely gifted by God for his plan and purpose for your life, and so have your children. One of the greatest ways of dispelling loneliness is to serve other people. Learning what our spiritual gifts are is the first step. A resource I often use, it's right online, it's called giftstest.com, and it is a great place to start. There's a link I'll put right here in the show description that will take you right to that website. We must also remember that serving our family must be a priority. As busyness ramps up, it will be extremely easy to fall into old patterns of being too busy to go serve others. As you begin focusing on serving, loneliness will begin to fade and joy will begin to take over. And fifth, you knew I would eventually get to how prayer plays into all of this. We see in Psalm 26:16, "Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted." David said that. No one expressed his feelings to God better than David. You don't get too far into the Psalms before David is discussing his loneliness with God. You are never alone in prayer. There's someone always listening, and he loves to hear your voice, just like you love hearing the voices of your very own children. Let me encourage you to take your loneliness straight to God himself. The promise to those who do this is this: the Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. That's out of Psalm chapter 9, verses 9 and 10. Let's lift our heads this week as we pray these principles around our children and as we choose to walk boldly in the truth of the Bible. Be aware of those places you feel lonely, even in a room full of people, and press into the truth of the Word of God. Here are five ways to step up your spiritual parenting in this area of loneliness. First, Taking time to disciple your children in a personal relationship with Jesus is one way to help them dispel feelings of loneliness in their lives. Second, creating space for your children to enjoy healthy relationships with others in your home is a great way to teach your children the value of community. Third, spend the next 30 days listening to nothing but praise and worship music in your home and especially in your car. Listening to praise and worship music feeds your soul and it will feed the soul of your children too. Before long, they will be singing the lyrics along with you. Fourth, when your children enter middle and high school ages, have them take the giftings test and coach them in their spiritual giftings. Chances are their gifting is going to be very close to yours and your husband's. Fifth, teach your children how to pray at very young ages. When they learn how to pray, they're never alone. I love spending this time with you each week. If you're encouraged, please share this podcast with others who may need to be encouraged as well. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for my friend. Lord, I lift them up to you. If they're struggling with loneliness, may this podcast be an encouragement to them. May these steps that they can take to dispel the loneliness be a place where they find freedom. Lord, I thank you and I praise you that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that you, Lord God, are in control of everything. In Jesus' name, amen.